Chapter 3, Pride of Prosperity. While Solomon exalted the law of heaven, God was with him, and wisdom was given him to rule over Israel with impartiality and mercy. At first, as wealth and worldly honor came to him, he remained humble, and great was the extent of his influence. Solomon reigned over all the kingdoms from the river Euphrates unto the land of the Philistines and unto the border of Egypt. He had peace on all sides round about him, and Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, all the days of Solomon. But after a morning of great promise, his life was darkened by apostasy. History records the melancholy fact that he who had been called Jedidiah, beloved of the Lord, he who had been honored by God with tokens of divine favor so remarkable that his wisdom and uprightness gained for him worldwide fame, he who had led others to ascribe honor to the God of Israel, turned from the worship of Jehovah to bow before the idols of the heathen. Hundreds of years before Solomon came to the throne, the Lord, foreseeing the perils that would beset those who might be chosen as rulers of Israel, gave Moses instruction for their guidance. Directions were given that he who should sit on the throne of Israel should write him a copy of the statutes of Jehovah in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. It shall be with him, the Lord said, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or